This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. I'm getting blown up on text, and you're getting blown up on Twitter.
Yeah.
People making fun of Amy.
Yeah, we got Corey tweeted at us and said, hearing Amy Marks-Korsh try to low-key make a dirty joke is one of the most hilarious parts of the
show. It's like she's reliving fifth grade.
Yes, that's exactly what we all did when we were 12.
Like, oh, did you like every ding-dong? And everyone's like, ah!
I got to be honest with you. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's legit
funny. I like leaving her hanging. Because she always looks at me and she's like,
That is one of the best things, because sometimes even when she says something funny, we all go silent for like that split second. Yeah. That moment is gold.
I was half kidding when she said, like, you know, the best conductor, and I was literally bracing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it hits hard sometimes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for some pun or something.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Rachel, people liking your little pre-show video?
Yes, good. They are. It's nice. I'm excited.
We're gonna
to do
one of those for you every day.
Nice.
Be exactly
it's gonna
the
be exactly
same.
The same.
Or Papa John's.
Yeah, it doesn't
then
look like we're doing a lot of work.
How much we actually go to Papa John's and KFC if we did that every day?
It's pretty embarrassing.
This sounds weird to say, but I don't like how far apart my legs are when I'm walking in that video. It looks like I'm more like toddling towards.
I said it looks like you're a guy from The Sopranos going to collect the weekly VIG.
He did, yeah. It's got that look.
Yeah.
Just get a leather jacket and it's nailed.
Listen, it's the confidence of a man who can who knows the layout of the Papa John's
by heart. He knows what he needs.
I know exactly how many steps.
Except the difference is he's giving them
the
money. Instead of asking for protection money.
Yes.
Yeah. I go in and they threaten me and I just give them money.
You better take all my money.
We'll give you pizza, but we need that money.
I'm going to give you money and you're going to give me pizza. This is the way it's going to work. Yeah, I feel like Amy's having the best time of her life.
Yeah. We've corrupted her.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, though.
In her world, it's a lot. To us, it's very little.
It's
ding-dong jokes and whatnot.
Fifth grade.
But for her, yeah, it's a bunch.
Oh, she's the best.
Razor's Edge?
Yes, I have a fun one today. I thought we could review some discontinued sodas, since that seems to be a topic of... You know, we love this topic on the show. We love talking about fast food. We love talking about sodies.
Love
this
soda.
Is discontinued sodas that are probably never coming back. Maybe we can reminisce and see how many of these we've drank in the past. I have never had Tab.
Ugh.
Oh, I have.
It's awful.
I saw it at the grocery store. I didn't know this was totally discontinued.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I've seen it before. I've never drank it. What does it taste like?
You love Tab, right, Dave?
No.
You like some. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Fresca.
I like Fresca. I've had all the diet drinks because I was thin when I was in high school, but I had a bad complexion. And my mom and dad said it's sugar and it's chocolate, and they may have been right. So I was eating like Sweet and Low ice cream, getting terrible stomach cramps, Tab, Diet Right,
Diet Right. I remember that's RC's diet.
Yeah. When I was a kid, someone had AIDS candy, A-Y-D-S.
A-Y-D-S, yeah.
And it was a diet candy.
Yep.
And I ate the whole box.
Oh,
I was a pooping fool.
No.
Yeah.
What did that taste like?
It was supposed to be like an appetite suppressant, right?
You know, all that stuff tastes like what it's supposed to, with just like a hint of ass.
Yeah.
And just like, yeah. It's just not right. You know, it's not Diet Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's all, that one's the diet most wrong. Off of the Diet Cokes or Diet Colas.
I had one that I drink all the time. I doubt it's on Rach's list. It was called Pepsi Light, and it was lemon Pepsi. It was a light blue can with a yellow half lemon on it, and I love that stuff.
I've seen those. They sell those. You can buy them on like eBay, Amazon,
stuff
like that. Yeah.
Oh, you mean the old ones?
Yes. They're not new, but
remember, I remember that's the one I bought and I drank?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That was not good.
Okay, it was not great.
The next one on the list, I'm wondering if Andrew's had this one, Dr. Pepper Berries and Cream.
Yes.
This was released in April of 2006. The soda is a mix of blueberry, raspberry, and vanilla flavors, and it had a diet version as well.
It was not great, but it has been replaced in maybe the last year and a half, 2 years.
That reminds me, last night I was watching a TikTok of the new Landman. It's the new Taylor Sheridan, you know, the Yellowstone guy. And it was Billy Bob Thornton, and he's an oil man, mm-hmm. and he fights an oil fire, and he gets hurt, and they're like, do you need to go to the hospital? And he goes, I need a cigarette and a Dr. Pepper. And I haven't had Dr. Pepper in 20 years, and I've never had a cigarette, but I'm like, oh, that sounds good.
I bet it fixes him, too.
Yeah, it does. Fixes him right up.
Yeah. Try it.
The next discontinued soda on the list is, I hope I'm saying this right, Josta? Have we heard of a Josta?
Is it A or O?
J-O-S-T-A.
I've not heard of that.
No.
Okay, so PepsiCo launched Josta in 1995, and it was the first energy drink introduced by a leading U.S. beverage brand. So it had caffeine and a plant from the Amazon that's naturally high in caffeine, and people said that this drink tasted similar to cola, but had a stronger, fruitier flavor like berries, so kind of like the Dr. Pepper berries and cream. And it was discontinued in 1999. So it was only around for 4 years. The next one on the list is Vault.
Yeah.
Yes. Energy drinks.
Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola.
I remember the can.
Was it Vault and Jolt? Were they the same thing?
Yeah, Jolt's one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, like just super thick syrupy cola with a whole bunch of caffeine.
So this was a mix between an energy drink and a traditional soda. Fans have described the drink as unlike anything else on the market, boasting a bold, complex citrus flavor with a full-bodied profile. I love it whenever people talk about soda like it's wine.
Like it's a wine.
It's incredible.
It's been aged for 3 weeks.
Andrew, you're like that. You're a bit of a soda sommelier.
Yeah, I consider myself to be that at
what
least.
What do you feel
it's
like is your
something I feel very passionately about.
Sub-specialty in fast food?
I mean, it would...
If the aliens landed and said... We're going to quiz someone on fast food, and we pick you, and they say, you pick a genre.
I mean, I can tell you where to get the good sodas from the fast food places, right? Because not all of them have good sodas, and I think I can, I kind of rank the fast food places in my mind by which places.
McDonald's and Taco Bell?
McDonald's and Taco Bell both have good sodas.
Wendy's? Because they have the mixer that you can do your special...
Don't care for that.
Oh,
I don't
love
care
that.
For the
like
Coke
the freestyle.
Oh, those are the best.
What's a freestyle?
Yeah. It's where you can, like, it's a Coke machine, but it's got all of the flavors.
Oh.
And you can add, like, cherry to the Coke or orange flavor
or
whatever.
You've probably seen them around. They're the big ones that have the touch screen. And,
most
like
movie theaters.
Yeah, like at the movie theaters.
Movie theaters have
bingo,
them now,
exactly. Now, Pepsi
I get
has
intimidated.
Their own.
That's one of my many character flaw anxiety manias, is especially if there are people behind me, I'm just like, I don't just give me whatever. Just I'm not going to try to get a Coke Zero Cherry.
Oh, man. Speaking Mellow Yellow Grape. So good.
Speaking of Coke Zero Cherry, New Coke is on the list. It was in the 70s and 80s. So in April of 1985, Coca-Cola decided to make a huge change, release a new and improved Coke formula. That was the first time it had adjusted its recipe significantly since 1886.
And it tasted just like Pepsi. On purpose. They tried to make it like Pepsi. Because back then, Pepsi was cleaning their clock.
Yeah.
Does anyone remember OK Soda?
Nope.
What about you, Wheels?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know.
So it says okay on the can, and then there's like a cartoon or a drawing of a man's head, basically. It came out in 1993, and this was an attempt to reach the Gen X audience.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that one.
They failed.
Pulled up a picture. No, it's... Yeah, that's really weird. What weird branding that is.
Its own ads described it as a carbonated tree sap. That does not make me want to drink it.
Oh, well, you know. Why it didn't take off.
Those who have tried it said it tasted like a mixture of several different sodas, like Sprite, Coke, and orange soda. That sounds disgusting. Mix all of those together.
That sounded kind of intriguing. Oh, I love orange soda. I never drink it.
Yeah. I get it sometimes.
It's really bad for you on the soda list. It tends to have the most sugar. Like, I think Sunkist orange soda might have like the most sugar of any soda.
When you get the zero sugar one.
By like a huge margin.
I believe, I hate to admit that I've stared at this picture for this long, but the infamous Trump jet photo with RFK and Elon and they're eating McDonald's, I believe Trump is drinking an orange soda, which I found very interesting.
McDonald's orange drink?
Yeah, no, it could be the Hi-C orange, correct?
Well, they're drinking out of plastic bottles. They're not drinking drinks from McDonald's.
Okay, interesting.
So RFK has the full sugar Coke, and then Trump has it's an orange bottle with a blue top, which makes me think maybe it's a Sunkist or
that
something
is,
back
that
there.
That is a Sunkist. That would be, that is the color of the bottle and cap.
He's adorable.
We're detectives. All right, what's next? Pepsi AM. Have you guys heard of Pepsi AM? It was released in 1989. This was the first soda specifically designed to be enjoyed in the morning. It had 25% more caffeine than your standard can of Pepsi.
Yeah, they were trying to compete with coffee. Now, real scholars like me know there's nothing better than a morning soda. Immediately after you open your eyes and start drinking soda. But most people don't swing like that. And they prefer things like coffee or water or whatever.
Final one we'll talk about during Razor's Edge today. Rest in peace to Sierra Mist.
Yep.
That's just gone?
Discontinued in 2023 and has been replaced with Starry.
Yeah, they don't last long in that lane. The white citrusy sodas.
Well, you're competing with Sprite and
7-Up.
The other, and 7-Up. I mean, you got two
OGs.
Who's
drinking 7-Up these days?
Oh, I love
you know what's 7-Up.
I like it too, but it's not front of mind.
It's really good for if you have any kind of...
Not for me.
Gurgly tummy?
Nope, because that's what my mom gave me when I had the gurgly tummy.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like drinking Pepto-Bismol.
7-Up with all the bubbles stirred out?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the bubbles stirred out.
Yeah, you stir that. You stir the bubbles out so that the carbonation.
Flat
doesn't...
soda was a big thing on the East Side.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Never did that.
That's
we did ginger ale for that.
Mm.
But I'll tell you, cherry 7-Up,
the best soda in the
that
world.
That is phenomenal.
It is my second favorite soda.
Shirley
ever.
Temple in a bottle.
Do you remember Hawaiian Punch?
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah,
Hawaiian
the
Punch.
Big
is still
cans,
good.
Clink, clink, clink.
Man, Kool Aid was such a big deal when we were kids.
Because it was awesome.
It was like Kool Aid Man.
The one
and
where
Hawaiian
you added
Punch
the sugar, you thought you were really getting away with something.
Yeah,
you put double the sugar. You're like,
I made pitcher Kool Aid over the summer.
Did you?
Because my wife had never had like pitcher Kool Aid. You get the big giant tub and you pour it in and stir it up.
Yeah,
she never had that. We made it over the summer. It's so good.
I cut my finger on purpose because I'm a freak so many times on like Weiler's and Country Time lemonade because it was so sharp and I just had to rub my finger across
it. Country Time. I forgot about that too.
Quick.
Tastes just like good old fashioned lemonade.
I saw someone on TikTok opening a Quick from the 70s. It had never been opened.
Oh, my
Lord. The chocolate milk stuff.
Yeah.
What about Yoo-Hoo? Anyone ever drink a chocolate soda?
Loved them as a kid, had it as an adult, and wanted to throw up.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a Yoo-Hoo.
Is it carbonated?
I don't remember. I just remember it being gross.
I don't think it was, but I don't remember ever having it. I remember just straight up like Nesquik.
224 DG, Ask Gorgeous Day. So one more thing before we leave sodies, and I'm sure my carbonated sommelier knows this. But McDonald's is phasing out free refills.
Is this every store? Because I saw a story about this, too, that said it was going to be 50-cent refills in order to keep the...
What do you think of that?
They said it was to keep the cost of your soda low, but that doesn't make any sense.
If I could just drop two quarters into a bucket, I would be totally fine, but I don't want to go back up and have to pay, and here's my credit card, and...
I'm just wondering if that was like a certain franchise that put that out or if that's McDonald's wide that they're not going to do free
refills.
It'd
be kind of a big deal.
That is literally the place where they're ripping us off the most.
Yep, you're right.
Yep, that's
so
correct.
Why are we being like, oh, well, we have to help them? No. It costs you 3 cents to fill up a 32-ounce soda. And you're charging what? I don't even know what they charge now at McDonald's. $3?
It's not for a soda.
Yeah. For a large.
No, a large is like $1.60, I think, for a soda, and $1.80 for like a tea or a lemonade.
Okay, so you're only charging me like 100 times what it costs you.
But that is also where some other restaurants have been trying to cut. Like, they've been trying to offer better deals on the soda and still making a killing. Like, Sonic, I think, does.
I'm sure McDonald's has a better soda deal than, like, Outback Steakhouse.
Yes.
But at Outback Steakhouse, they're charging you $3 or $4 for a soda.
But you're getting the refills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is that who's going into McDonald's anymore, right? Who's eating at McDonald's versus just swinging through the drive-thru?
Not as common. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since COVID.
I love it.
I'm very surprised that they would do this, just because I wouldn't think you're losing much money on refills.
Other than down here, when's the last time you went into a fast food restaurant?
Oh, good question.
Pretty recently.
Other than Andrew.
The person who brought up the fact that no one's going in fast food anymore.
He knows because he's there.
I do a lot during the summer when I'm coaching. You know, when you're off for the weekend and you got, you know, an hour between games, you go eat a Taco Bell or whatever. Like, I've done that a ton.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, why?
Think of you eating by yourself at Taco Bell.
I don't care. It's fine. It's me and my food. I got to get back to the field anyway.
I would join you. You'd hate me. I'd be like, I'm sorry, sir. Can you
please
make room?
That's fine, too. All right.
Dave would be like, through tears, like, I want to buy that.
But, like, that's one of the draws,
quesarito.
Though, to going certain places over others is the free refills. Not always sody at that time. Sometimes I'm going for the Gatorade or the Powerade thing there because it's hot outside.
Yeah.
But the point is, so yeah, it costs 5 to 8 cents to fill up a 32-ounce soda for the restaurant end.
What is happening? Oh, okay. I know
what is that?
Ah!
I left a pot up that I shouldn't have left up.
Who was yelling?
Nobody. Don't worry about it.
We'll find out.
Don't worry
about
it.
We'll find out in a couple minutes.
That was like a good parental response.
Yeah,
I got that from my dad all the time. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. None of your concern. You should have seen my freak butt last night. I was kind of dozing on the couch, and the television was on, and there was an ad with a doorbell, like a really loud doorbell, and I thought it was my doorbell, and I reacted like it was the cops with a warrant. I mean, isn't it amazing? I know it's like a ham-fisted stand-up bit, but it's so true. Like, when I was a kid, the doorbell rang, and you were so excited. You wanted to answer the door. And now you just, like, the DoorDash guy, just this morning I got some, like, Walgreens, and he was walking away, and I'm standing there out of sight waiting for him to get in his car, and I moved a little too quick, and he turned around and looked, and then he waved at me. I'm like,
oh, now I got to interact with this human being.
Then I have to act like I'm not hiding from you. Like, oh, hey!
I was in the bathroom.
I'm the worst. I will stand at my window, like, and it's backlit, and you can see. I'm opening the curtain.
Like on Psycho.
Yeah, I'm making eye contact. Like, whatever.
See,
we all know what this is.
But, like, I know that if there's a random knock at my door, I know it's somebody that I did not ask to show up. Like, my neighbors, if we need anything, we text each other. Hey, do you got this? Or, hey, you want to do that? If you didn't text me and you're knocking on my door, you're probably trying to sell me something.
Very true. There's a picture
on my wall. Welcome back, guys. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As DGS on KMOX, Tom Ackerman joins us now. In addition to being the senior partner at KMOX, he is the stage voice of the Musual Awards and the Green Room Feature Interviewer, November 23rd at 7 p.m. Stiefel Theater, and then again on CBS Sunday, December 29th. You can get your tickets at musualawards.com/tickets. Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
Dave, how are you, pal? Good to hear from you.
Man, you are the chillest dude I know. I walk by and I see you sitting in that sports office in your little puffy vest like you're in third grade. You're so friggin' cute.
Hold on. Did you see the show's Twitter account from like a few minutes ago when you said chill?
No.
I literally just posted a picture of Tom on the DGS account and said, look how chill he is.
Wow. How about that? Great minds.
Wow. I need to get on. So I just noticed the DGS account is active, folks. It followed me today. I went on there, I watched Dave doing a little show prep video with everybody doing their thing and ordering pizza. I want to get involved in this. What's going on? I need to follow you guys.
Yeah, Steve Moore's like, you have 1,000 followers. That's embarrassing for the show your size. And I'm like, what do you think it is? He goes, well, you haven't posted since March. I'm like, that could be it.
Activity does tend to lead to people jumping on, yeah.
So, yeah, I just handed it to Wheeler and he's running it.
Only during this all time, because Rach is doing all the real production. She did the videos.
Yes.
And then you and Andrew and I did some acting.
Yes.
For the video.
Acting.
I acted like I had an itch on my face. It was great.
I love the behind the scenes videos. It was good. Dave in there, you know, and opens up the mic and goes after the little warm up video. It's good. I like it.
Yeah, Rach is really good at that
Well,
stuff.
I try not to take myself very seriously. I take the job seriously. I love working at KMOX. Been there for over half my life. Gosh, what are we at? Almost 28 years here. So I'm 49. So, I mean, you know, I started right out of college, and I think the only reason I've been able to last this long is to not take myself too seriously. You know, you just get up the next day, get downtown, and get after it.
I really need to come in and be on Total Information AM because I'm such a fan. I listen every day, and I've never seen you guys do it, and I'm fascinated with how you do it. It's just like story to story to story to story and interview, and it sounds hard.
Well, I appreciate it. Somebody, who was it? John O'Leary, the great motivational speaker, author, now filmmaker, told me that it's like NASCAR. He said, I don't know how you guys do it, but he goes, you ever listen to racing on the radio? You guys know where to pick each other up after each turn of the car on the track, and somehow you're able to finish it, go to commercial, and then you guys are racing around again. It does come down to timing and routine. I will say this, though. I laughed so hard when I heard you guys talking about the quality of the new equipment and how we were adjusting to all of it. Because if you came in and watched us the last week and a half, it would not have been pretty.
No.
We were trying to figure everything out.
Let's talk a little Cardinals, Aki. So I know you guys have kicked this around in the Gas House Gang. We talked to Bernie about it a little bit yesterday. But as a marketer, my main job, I'm fascinated with how you take the 2025 product. We have a pretty good idea what it's going to be with some major decisions to be made. It's going to be possibly a lesser product, but you need to whip up the excitement. I think everyone loves an underdog. If it were me, I would play that up. What do you think?
I agree. I think you need to play up the players and make them as marketable as possible. First of all, you have to make the ballpark experience fun, so they will try to refresh some things, I think. But ultimately, you got to have a product that people like and that people want to go see. But I don't think they're coming to see the Cardinals all the time. They're coming to see players. Like, hey, you know, the Cardinals have so-and-so playing for them. I mean, Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina. Pitchers, maybe not as much. I think position players, somebody that you can go down to see do something that not many people on the planet can do. But also people that you connect to, you know, and part of that, you know, is we do that in as their radio partner, broadcast partner. I think we try to tell the stories. And we could sit there and talk about a guy's slugging percentage all day long, but they're not robots. You know, they're people that have families and they have interests, and I think you have to connect your audience to them. So that's a big part of it. But they also have to be really good at what they do and exciting. And I do agree with you. I think there it may take the fan base a little while to do this, but maybe they warm up to the fact that if we get behind these young guys and watch them grow and watch them maybe fail a little bit, when they succeed, that's fun, and we'll ride it out and watch them grow and hang with them. It's not the easiest sell to a fan base, but I do think the Cardinals fans are a little different. One thing the Cardinals fans always hang their hat on, the number one thing for Cardinals fans, it's bigger than Cardinals. They love baseball, and they want baseball played the right way, and they want it to be played in an entertaining, fun way, but they want it to be done right, and they want to be not, you know, bored by it. I mean, they want to come out and really get to know these people. The Cardinals fans, it's a very intimate experience, I think, more so than maybe any other fan base. They really, you know, the Cardinals are part of, they're woven within the fabric of our town. And so I do think there is something to that. I think, by the way, I think the team might be not that far off from last year's record and maybe a little bit better if some of these players actually get a chance to play and actually succeed and surprise some people.
So let me throw this at you guys then. What if we're talking about livening the place up, right? I mean, obviously embracing young players is a great philosophy and it's a great idea, but it doesn't do anything to change the game day experience, right? Because the game day experience is not a bad one. The Cardinals have a lane that they've been in for a long time, but a lot of it's been dependent upon being a contender. Right, it's not about a show, it's about a ball game. What are you guys not okay with about the if they change for the day for the game day experience?
Tommy, like, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm good for anything that is breaks the norm a little bit, but you want to keep the tradition of Cardinal baseball. There are some fans that go out there to expect a certain way, you know, they don't want too many distractions. I mean, I don't know that this needs to be like the Savannah Bananas dancing around and then make it be some sort of, you know, I mean, you want to be able to still go to the game. Some fans just want to go have a beer, keep score, and watch the game, and they don't want to be distracted with a lot of stuff. So there is kind of a medium that you have to hit. I think that the number one priority, though, for them is they need to make absolutely sure that they're growing young fans. They want young fans to wear Mason Wynn jerseys to school. They want young fans coming to the game. They want young fans begging their parents to take them to the game. That's what you have to do. So you do have to gear it towards still a very family experience, but also those young 20-somethings, you know, make it cool. Give them a place to go. I think they tried to do that with the Budweiser Terrace. You know, here's a place you guys can gather and have a season pass and go meet all your friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot that plays into it. Downtown needs to have the perception that it's a safe place to go and hang and spend hours with your friends and go to the game and make that part of your St. Louis experience. There's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I'm asking, because you know, you're not going to change what happens during the game. You can't do much between innings. But so what you're talking about really are moments where you can assert yourself. Like some of the teams that have really gone almost like a rock concert for the entrance of their closer, where the lights are turning off and on and you've got a laser show and there's a bit, you know, some popular song is playing that gets the crowd fired up. You're seeing that in New York. You're seeing that in other places. That would be a fun thing. But if you trade Ryan Helsley, does Ryan Fernandez generate right. that? But I also thought and this is why I was asking this question, because it can be right before the game. What the Dodgers did with Ice Cube before the World Series was awesome. Him walking out of the center field fence and doing a song and performing in the lead up to the game starting was awesome. Now you can't do it every day, every game. You can't do it 81 times at home. But that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about that fires up the people that are on the edges, the younger fans, things that, like, because younger fans are into players more than teams as a general rule. Why not focus on individual talents?
Tom, let me ask you this. Other than calling the game, which I know is your passion, you go to a ball game. What is your favorite way to watch the ball game? Where are you? Who are you with? What are you doing?
I really enjoy watching the game from, I would say, a close seat if I can get it. But I think mostly I just want to be with people. Like I think that
if you can
I
get
want
it,
to be any.
If you if can I, get it, Tom, you're as hooked up as anybody I know.
Look, I'm just talking about when I show up to the game, I'm not like, hey, give me front row seat. I mean, I go to the game. If I walk in there with a press pass, you know, I will try. I'm just talking about me by myself. I will try to get a good vantage point. I've watched that game from every place you could possibly be. I actually like sitting close in the bleachers if I can. I like being close to the field, and it's a different perspective. Plus, the crowd looks enormous from back there. I like that experience. I will say this, though. I love the fact that baseball is welcoming to where you don't have to watch the entire game. You can walk. You can show up in the third inning if you want. You can go get a hot dog if you want. You can go visit with your friends for an inning at the bar if you want. There are no rules. That's the great thing about baseball is you can come and go as you please. No one's making you sit there. It's a game that's designed, I think, for fun and for spending outdoors and enjoying it. Here's a thought. You know, one of my favorite parts of the game is actually when everyone's leaving, and it's when Mike Claiborne interviews the star of the game. I think it's really cool. I mean, yeah. the guy yeah, just came cool. off the field. He just had the walk-off hit, and Claves is talking to him. Well, how do you do that where the crowd is all in there and captive? I mean, can you talk to somebody right before the game starts in front of the crowd? Would that be possible?
Could Great
you
idea.
Interview somebody, something like that. Just while everyone's there, get them pumped up. You don't think Mason Wynn wouldn't be like, you know, somebody, let's say it is Claves, you know, and he says, what's the key to today? Well, you know, we're going to have to really take good at bats, and we need the crowd tonight, you know, and the place erupts. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
You know my key to getting good seats these days? I let Ben Boyd scare me or hit me in the nuts and tell him how hilarious it was.
Then you got your tickets.
Once again, the Mutual Awards. Go to mutualawards.com/tickets. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
I consider myself to be somewhat of a comedy sophisticate, and then things like this crack me up. Cops near Seattle had to chase down a pet pig named Notorious P.I.G. Mm-hmm. It's just gold.
There's just so many opportunities to give pigs fun names like that.
Yeah.
It's perfect. They're like the perfect nameable animals.
Like back when Ryan Wiggins was on the show and I wanted to get a baby pig and name him Ryan Piggins.
Ryan Piggins.
I still wish I'd have done that.
Crispy bacon, baby.
Crispy bacon.
Bacon.
We should post that.
One of the best news bloopers.
One of the
bloopers.
Best ever.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about the narcissist.
Oh, I thought this was very interesting. An article is claiming that if you are a early Christmas decorator, then you are probably a narcissist.
I just put mine up.
Really?
I sure did.
Dave, you have a lot to explain.
Last weekend.
Good for you. I want people to have all
as
their Christmas
up now. As much as possible.
Yes.
As long as possible.
It is the thing that makes it tolerable to drive home in, you know, total darkness like it's midnight when it's 5 p.m. If everybody's got their beautiful Christmas lights up and it's nice to look at them all. Now that makes January feel all the emptier, but that's just how it is.
Yeah, I love it.
I want everyone to have theirs up.
Any interest in knowing why this makes you a narcissist?
Oh, I can figure it out, but go ahead.
Just accepted it, yeah. So narcissists derive a sense of satisfaction from being the center of attention, from being praised and applauded. It makes sense, then, that these character traits can easily be fulfilled by turning your house into a winter wonderland for the entire neighborhood to admire.
Okay, I can push back on that, then. The only thing I have outside is I have a little railing going up my little stairs, and I covered that in multicolored light, so no big deal. And then on the inside, I have my tree, and then I have a really nice fireplace and mantle that I put it, same thing, like the multicolored lights. I just love the multicolored because it's like very 70s to me.
Yeah, it reminds me of childhood.
Brings it back.
Yeah.
I don't like white lights. That's boring. Give me the multicolor, and specifically, give me the big fat bulbs.
Yeah, those are nice.
That's the good stuff.
How about this, though? How about this? The one that can switch between them at your choice.
Oh, no, because why do I would never switch
to white.
I don't know
what kind of money they're paying you here, but
it's just the Costco Christmas tree, brother.
Oh,
He's
God,
so
there
rich.
We go.
He's so rich.
No, we got a great deal on it years ago. Yes. You got a little remote. It can change it from just white lights and not flashing, white lights flashing, colored lights not flashing, colored lights flashing. You have all these choices.
Does it feel good your car has headlights just to have too. A perfect life and dump
I had nothing to do with buying it.
I bet your car has headlights too.
Mr. Perfect over here.
It's also, hey Andrew, it's also registered.
Rich.
Let me, oh. Did you hear that one?
What did he say?
He said, yeah, guess what? It's also registered.
Oh, ouch.
That's I just bet. Mean.
He's got a lot of zingers today.
He does.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.